Largest to smallest, Pacific, Atlantic, Indian, Arctic, Southern. Carbon sink is anything that absorbs more carbon from the atmosphere than it releases. The ocean is considered a carbon sink by absorbing excess heat and energy released from rising greenhouse gas emissions trapped in Earth's system. 3. Every ocean zone. Sunlight, epipelagic, enough sunlight for algae to utilize photosynthesis, 0 to 200 meters. Twilight, mesopelagic, a cold and light is dim. Flashes of bioluminescence, 200 to 1000 meters. Midnight, bathypelagic, a constant temp of 4 Celsius and immense pressure, 1000 to 4000 meters. Abyssal, abyssopelagic, apneic region, very little number of organisms due to lack of nutrients. 4,000 to 6,000 meters. Hadal trenches, complete darkness just above freezing temperatures. Extreme depth and pressure, 6,000 to 11,000 meters. Coral polyp, tentacles on top with synodontids, mouth in the middle, digestive sac in the middle, theca on the outside, roots. Basal plate is the bottom of the mouth, or sac. This combines for calyx, living tissue polyps connecting each other. The condition for tropical reefs to form is warm water between 23 to 29 Celsius and salinity of 32 to 42 parts per thousand. Clear water structure to attach to. Six types of corals. Ahermatypic. Do not build of reefs. Soft coral, flexible, no coral skeleton. Sea whips, sea wet fans. Hermatypic, reef builder, hard corals, live in colonies, always include Zoo X and Thela. Starts off as a planktonic coral. Larvae lands on hard substrate. Once attached to become, it begins to change into polyp. Zoo X, Thela, microscopic single-celled organism that live in the tissue of hard corals, creates nutrients from photosynthesis, which fuels the corals. Reef erosion, number one. Ocean acidification, decrease in pH. Number two, rising in sea temperatures. Number three, bioerosion, predatory fish like crown of thorn starfish and butterfly fish on corals. Number four, physical damage such as storms and bad fishing, as well as low tide causing desiccation. Number five, overfishing causing an upset in the food chain balance. Six, coastal development. Number seven, pollution. Eight, functions that artificial reefs provide help increase biodiversity and ecological stability. New habitats increase tourism and fishing areas, help reduce wave energy, height, and speed, submerge breakwater, prevent anchorages and builds from damage the reefs and shorelines from erosion. Artificial reefs are placed in areas that don't have a rocky substrate for attachment, made with non-toxic concrete, sacks filled with sand and stone blocks or sunken ships, have open spaces and hiding places. Four zones of intertidal zone. Spray zone, highest level, beach, splashed by salt spray, but never submerged organisms. Adapted to weather and more air. High tide, flooded during high tides and out of water between tides, life is less diverse. Middle tidal zone, mostly submerged apart from low tide, most diverse and abundant. Low tide zone, only exposed during lowest spring tide. Life is very abundant and diverse. 10. Challenges to survive on sandy shores are moving sands, salt spray, nutrient poor soils, rapidly changing conditions. 11. Mangrove forests grow in temps above 20 Celsius with a fire range substrate by shores free of strong action and tidal currents, with saline waters and small to moderate waves growing between 30 degrees north and 30 degrees south. Have soil have to survive low O2 soil. 12. Two primary factors that impact survival of mangroves is temp and salinity. 13. Mangroves adapted in four ways by filtering out 90% of salt from water in their roots. Their leaves secrete salt, store salt in older leaves and bark that is released when they fall off, and seeds develop on the mother plant and float away when ready. 14. Four threats are coastal development, shrimp agriculture, charcoal farming, and natural disasters. 15. Corals are important because they protect coastlines from storms and erosion, provide jobs for local communities, and offer opportunities for recreation, source for food and medicine. 16. Two types of soft corals, ahermetic and hard corals, hermatypic, that build reefs. 17. Zooxanthellae is an algae that live in the tissues of reef-building reefs. Their role is to provide nutrients to corals from their photosynthesis.